welcome to Savvy Geek Moms Radio, where we focus on the new generation of smart, frugal, and trendy digital moms. I'm your geeky host, Kat Mahoney, and I'll be with you for the next 60 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, education, mom stuff, and parenting in the digital age. Give me 15 minutes of your undivided attention. Whatever you're doing, ladies, just set it down, kick your feet up, and listen, because you're about to learn about an amazing organization run by the most amazing people and where you can get the most beautiful handmade jewelry, soaps, lip balms, and your purchases go to helping those less fortunate women and mothers of Uganda. So with me today to tell you a little bit more about this organization and the products is Devin Hiver. She is the co-founder and executive director of Bead for Life. Devin, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning. I know it's early for you.
Well, it's an honor.
Now, I have some of these beads with me this morning, and I just can't imagine how much time and effort is put into the beauty and the colorful pieces like this. It's almost breathtaking to see, and absolutely, I can't explain to the listeners, no words or pictures on your website can explain how beautiful they are once you actually have them. So I just wanted to applaud you for that. They're absolutely wonderful.
the amazing thing about these beads is they're all made out of recycled paper. And not only are they beautiful, as you say, but they have the hopes and dreams of women who are lifting their families out of poverty rolled into every single bead. So when you get the beads, you feel the power that they have, too, because they're really a pathway out of poverty for desperately poor women and their children.
And it's just so they're talented women. They really are. They have this amazing gift. And it was when I received them, and I wanted to cry because they're so beautiful. I don't even have talent like that. You know, it's so good to see that out there. Now, for those listeners this is their first time hearing about Bead for Life, can you explain what Bead for Life is about?
Bead for Life is a poverty eradication project, and what we do is we work with women living on a dollar a day, which means they're really making horrible choices that none of us should have to make. They're choosing, for example, between whether they feed their family one meal a day or get life-saving medicine that will keep themselves alive. And so just horrible, horrible choices. And we bring women in that situation into our program. We teach them how to make these gorgeous beads out of recycled paper. But more importantly, we give them business training because our goal is that they actually move through Bead for Life and graduate within 18 months, having started at least one, if not several, small businesses in the local economy. So things like selling vegetables or shoes, but businesses that can sustain them in the long run so that they're not dependent on Bead for Life forever, but that they're truly independent.
And now when they graduate and they take the knowledge that they've learned, are they able to start their own business or actually use those skills to work for somebody else as well?
You know, in Uganda, there's so few opportunities for formal jobs that most of the women we work with start their own small businesses.
Okay.
A few of them have successfully found jobs, but more of our focus is really helping them understand how do you run your own small business and know whether you're making a profit and, differentiate from your neighbor. So we really look to create successful business women and entrepreneurs.
That's so wonderful too, because the opportunities for women, obviously in the United States they don't realize how less fortunate it is over in another country than it is over here in the United States or even the UK. The opportunities you're giving these women is just extraordinary. It's just wonderful. So how did Bead for Life actually get started with this idea?
You know, I co-founded Bead for Life with my mom and a very dear family friend, and we did not come in with a business plan or a grand vision that we wanted to start an organization. The truth is that we were all in Uganda, and we met a woman one day in a slum who was rolling paper into beads. And we stopped to talk to her. We had never seen this before, and she explained that she had fled from northern Uganda and the conflict with Joseph Kony and was living in this, and for her only economic activity was crushing rocks by hand to create gravel for road work. And she earned about 80 cents a day, and she worked with all of her children, and it was incredibly difficult, bone-breaking work. But she had learned this craft of rolling paper into beads and making necklaces, and we thought it was beautiful, and we bought a couple items, and we went on our way and had no idea that our lives were about to change. But in the week to come, several people commented on these necklaces, and we thought, how can there be no markets for this woman when right. every time we turn around wearing these beads, somebody wants them? So we went back, and she gathered 100 women who knew how to do this craft, and we bought a couple items from each woman, and we came back to America, and we just started telling their story, and the response was overwhelming, and that is how Beads for Life was born about 9 years ago.
That's an amazing story, because that would have been a hidden talent if it weren't for you
yes.
and your mother being able to bring that over and show her talents. We would not have known about that. That's just, you know, a hidden talent you were able to bring to the surface. And, you know, fortunately for her, it worked out great. And I think that's, you know, that's just the glorious part of the story, that at that moment in time, it brought you two together.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit about Uganda, where it's located, its economic status. Why did you focus on Uganda? Was it because that's where you found them, or why did you want to spread out a little more and find other talents elsewhere? Why was it Uganda you focused on?
Uganda is in East Africa, just north of Kenya and near Tanzania and Rwanda, and it's considered a least developed nation in its economic development, so it's very poor. A high percentage of people there live on less than a dollar a day. We were there because my stepfather is an AIDS doctor, and he had received a three-month assignment to go. The AIDS epidemic, of course, 9 years ago was still significantly pretty bad in Uganda, and he was training doctors and nurses. And to find ourselves there, we really believe that the universe meant us to be there and brought us to Millie Grace, the first woman who we met. But it's been incredible because the people of Uganda are amazing, and we have since expanded our reach to work with other women with different products. We have a whole program in northern Uganda working with 750 women who gather shea nuts. And as you mentioned, we have shea butter products that are just amazing. And we work in the eastern part of the country as well with women who are living in quite rural circumstances who make beads and work to improve their farms. So it's been an amazing place for us to work. And we have some big dreams in the next couple years to share the entrepreneurial training program that we've developed more broadly with organizations around the world to be able to reach hundreds of thousands more women.
That's awesome. I find that the women, after reading the stories on your website and reviewing some of the inspiration, I find that they are very courageous, and they're very proud of what they do. Everything that they put together, in just looking at the beads and the necklaces and the bracelets and so forth, everything was put together in detail as if it was especially made for someone they loved. It's absolutely amazing, and I'm hoping really that we're going to put some more pictures and everything up on our website so our listeners can see them as well. But like I said, the pictures don't do justice because they're so beautiful. Just, you know, To let you know, I have a little tree. My daughter and I have a little tree for ourselves, and we keep it in the living room. And it's we actually have our larger tree, but we have one that we put together, and we put some of the bracelets on them to decorate the tree, and it's beautiful. Not only can you use them as the bracelets, but they're beautiful, you know, just together with anything. You can mix and match and do so many things, and the talent is extraordinary. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Now, what are the beads made of? Is the jewelry safe if the kids were to get a hold of it and put them in the, you know, majority of our listeners are moms, so obviously you're going to have kids
sure.
that reach up and stick something in their mouth, and one of the important questions obviously is going to be, is it safe if my child were to put it in their mouth?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we don't recommend children sucking on them or using them as teething rings.
Right.
But the beads are made of paper, and then they have an eco-friendly sealant on them, which makes them hard and shiny and water-resistant. And they're totally non-toxic. So we've actually had children in the past who have accidentally swallowed them, and there's no problem with that, although obviously, if you have a young child, we recommend not giving them the beads to play with.
Exactly.
I have a 2-year-old, though, and he loves to just wind his hand, and, I sometimes wear lots of necklaces, and he'll pull on them or, just sort of hold them. He really loves to play.
That's a good thing, because a lot of the mothers, once you become a mother, and you probably know this, you're very hesitant to wear jewelry. Now that you're holding the kid all the time, and it's very difficult, and you don't want to wear earrings anymore. And so that's a wonderful thing to know, that you can wear these. They're beautiful. They're not just for the holidays. It's an everyday casual or formal wear, and your kids will be fine if they were to get a hold of it. Can you share? Now, I went through your website and I've read the stories, and like I said, I'm really inspired. Can you share one story about a member in particular that might stick out in your head, or from your staff?
Mm-hmm.
Anything like, can you sure. share one particular with us?
I have the greatest job on earth, because part of what I get to do is really see women transform their lives in Uganda. And I just returned from Uganda about 3 weeks ago. I spent 6 weeks there. My whole family came, so my 2 sons and my husband. And I had the amazing opportunity to reconnect with a woman named Mary Naiga. And Mary was in our program years ago. She was in our second group. She's HIV positive. She has 4 children. But when I met Mary, she was quite ill. And she had access to receiving free AIDS drugs, but she refused to take them because she had heard that they increase your appetite. And she already was unable to feed her children regularly. She would walk from home to home in her neighborhood and beg her neighbors to allow her to do their laundry for them. And she was living in really kind of a lean-to structure that was, little pieces of plastic and wood stuck on the back of a house. So when the rain came, her house would completely flood. And this is where I met Mary. And Mary came through our program and worked so hard, and actually was able to go to Friendship Village, which is a village that Beads for Life helped build in association with Habitat for Humanity. But Mary left the village after a while, and I had lost track of her. And so I asked somebody on my team to see if we could track her down, and I had a chance to visit Mary, and I almost cried tears of joy. It was so incredible. Mary now lives in an enormous brick house. Not enormous, it's 3 bedrooms, but, by Ugandan standards and compared to what she was in, it was just heartening. She has an outdoor kitchen, which is about twice as big as the house where she was living in when I met her. And
wow!
She owns an acre of land, which is planted with every kind of vegetable and fruit you can imagine, which feeds her family. She rents another acre, which she farms for sale, and all of her 4 children are in school. And it was amazing to see how happy and healthy she looked. Her health status is very good. She's, of course, not taking those drugs that she didn't want to take. So it's really this amazing transformation that a small opportunity has created. And, of course, she did all the hard work to make it happen. But it's really stories like this that keep me going every day. And, for women who are in America who host an event or a party and bring these to their community or buy our products online, it's really being able to connect in a very direct way to stories like this and women like Mary, who really transform their lives.
That is absolutely amazing. And to be able to see that it has inspired her to grow and become the type of mother that she wanted to be, that I can see why you're doing what you do. And I'm just blown away and breathtaking about the whole program. It's really, really a wonderful program. Now, helping her and helping the other women throughout the graduation, how much of the profits actually go to Uganda, and what are those expenditures used for? Because I know a lot of people, you hear stories about how companies, donate, but how much actually goes? And you guys do donate quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, our program is structured in such a way so that there's multiple ways that the women we work with benefit. They are paid, when they make the beads, they are paid up front at the time of purchase, cash in hand. And that cash is incredibly important because it goes right into feeding their children, into putting their children in school, into improving their housing, all of those things to meet their basic needs. They also receive some portion of that in an individual savings account, so they have access to that money whenever they need it, but it's not sort of cash under their mattress, which is much harder for them to hold on to. And they also, it's available to them when they're ready to start their business. So that's the money that goes directly to the women. And then, of course, a large portion of what we do is providing all the other training and service that that we give to the women, including the entrepreneurial training and coaching that they receive. We also have a holistic model of looking at what are other problems that prevent women from coming out of poverty. So if women are dealing with domestic violence, for example, we'll send someone to go and actually talk with the family or meet with the woman and help navigate how she might improve that situation. So we really try and come in a holistic way and support her.
Right. And now when she's going through these skill trainings and the courses, everything's paid for, the books, all her expenditures as far as for her education. Am I correct?
That's right. We will provide all of those services to her. And even when she's coming into the program, before she is able to earn any money, she'll get all of her materials for free, so all the paper she needs to make beads. Once she starts earning money, we ask that she purchases bead materials in the local economy because, again, we're trying to create as many economic ripples as possible. And so she's now earning money, and she's buying paper from the paper seller, and that person is supporting their family as well. So we see this incredible network of benefit extending beyond the direct beneficiaries into their families and then into their communities where they now are supporting, business people on their own.
That's great. Now, before I let you go, because there's so much more I want to talk about, but I know we're limited on time here, how can our listeners find out more about Bead for Life or to purchase the jewelry or gifts?
So our website is beadforlife.org, and people can go on there right now to get holiday gift cards. If you're looking for a last-minute something for somebody on your list, you can still get a gift card. And we also have an amazing way for moms in particular to work with us, which is that some people want to bring beads into their community. They want to have their friends over for a party at home or take it to their office or maybe their child's school. And you can sign up to host a party or event in your community, and it's great because it's free to the host. We send you a huge box of gorgeous beads and shea products, and you share it with your community. You share the stories of these incredible women. We even include recipes and a easy sheet on how to do it. And then you package everything back up and pop it in the mail to us, and you can change the world off your holiday to-do list. So it's a really easy way to participate, and it makes such a big difference. We've had lots of moms and daughters together, and so it's a great way of being with your children as well and really teaching them some lessons around the importance of giving back and how great it makes us feel when we do that.
I think that's a great idea as well. So if you're a mother, one of the great opportunities of even being on the PTO at your kid's school, bringing Bead for Life in and allowing the kids to learn about it, that may be one of the great community opportunities to learn about the good things to do as well as these amazing handmade items. So that's a great opportunity as well. So if you're a mother, I would definitely recommend that.
Kat, we also have a curriculum for middle and high school students that teaches children about living in extreme poverty. And so that's a great resource. It's available for free on our website. And if people want to direct teachers to that, that's a great way for young people to get involved as well.
That is amazing. I think that's the right way to go about it. If we teach them while they're young, their heart goes in the right direction. Devin, I really appreciate you speaking with me this morning. It has been a wonderful pleasure. Honestly, I really enjoyed speaking with you, and we'll pass this on for sure. So thank you for getting up early to join me and talk about Bead for Life and your amazing faculty and staff.
Thank you so much for having us on the show.
Thank you very much. You have a nice day and happy holidays.
You too.
I really want to thank Devin for taking the time to speak with us because Bead for Life is a wonderful organization. Again, that's beadforlife.org, and you can go ahead and check that out. And speaking of gifts for moms and kids, just to let you know that the on-air segment of Savvy Geek Moms may end a little bit early. Unfortunately, our time was short, and our administration might have kind of gotten that mixed up with how long the show was, even though it was a Thursday, because we normally do it on a Tuesday. If you go to iTunes and you download the podcast, you will hear a little bit longer of the show because we're going to talk a little bit more about gifts for moms. So just to kind of start off with our gifts for moms, one gift that really caught my eye was the Bluetooth gloves. Now, have you ever heard of Bluetooth gloves? It doesn't obviously give much away. Sure, you might be thinking that these gloves work with the touchscreen. That's cool, right? Be prepared, because we're pretty much looking through the glass here, people. Not only are these gloves comfy and warm, but they are wireless. They're wireless and sync with your smartphone. So turning your hand into a phone, that's right, you just turn it into a phone and you talk with those gloves on. And that way you don't have to hold the phone up to your ear, but it's kind of different. It's not quite hands-free, but it still makes answering the phone supremely simple. Plus, you get to look like you're having an imaginary conversation. If you kind of want to do something funny in public, you can pretty much talk to the hand. You can get a set of these Bluetooth gloves for $81.89 off of our website, and tell us what you think. Send us a picture. If you have yourself a pair of Bluetooth gloves, send us a picture of them, and then and we'll post it on our website just to kind of show you off there and to show how these Bluetooth gloves work. Now, GridIT, an organizing system, is another one of my favorites. You don't have to worry about organizing with this. It's neatly stores your iPhone, your chargers, your Mac power adapters, and other small electronics. It's perfect for a large tote as well. You can stick it into your handbags, or if you're a mother of a newborn, you can put it right there into the diaper bag, and it won't mess up or anything like that. It's not expensive either. It's about $25, and it eliminates the cluster in your bag by placing your iPhone and adapters, gadgets, cables, and all that you need to bring for traveling this holiday. And it has a variety of elastic straps to hold them in. It's called GridIT, and it's completely customizable and allows you to arrange your items however you want, and you can keep it right there with you all in one place. Another one of my favorites is the European-style charm bracelet. Now, this bracelet is very cool. I've always liked the concept of charm bracelets. I really have. I'm very big on charm bracelets. I've stopped wearing a lot of jewelry since I had my kids, but this one is pretty neat, too. You obviously get the idea what charm bracelet is, and it has a lot of geeky charms to go with it. You can choose from three different bracelets and six designs. The charms range from Doctor Who to computer gadgets and tablets and so forth, just to kind of show off your inner geek diva self. the Jawbone UP24 is an up band. It's about $150 by Jawbone Nonstop. And that's where it's a bracelet. It's like a fitness tracker. And it has a built-in accelerometer and a hypoallergenic rubber. It monitors daily activities like walking and running and breaks that activity down by steps, pace, distance, calories, so forth. So if you're into the fitness, Jawbone UP24 may be just right up your alley. And another one that kind of touches my giggly parts is the onion goggles. Okay, the onions have a defense mechanism. The onion, you have never cut an onion before. Obviously, you probably don't need the onion goggles, but they fit snugly over your eyes. These seal them up and protect you from sulfurous fumes, and they are one size fits all. They protect your sensitive eyes. They have a comfortable foam seal and a protective casing. So I would try those onion goggles out if I were you. You can find more information about all of these gifts, and you can purchase them from our website at SavvyGeekMoms.com. Now, unfortunately, our on-air segment is going to end because we are not on our scheduled day and time, but you continue to listen afterwards when you go to iTunes. You can hear us talk a little bit more about gifts for mom. Okay, if you've stayed with us, then you just listened to a little bit about some of the geek products for moms that we had on our list. And now we're going to talk a little bit about safe electronics for moms.
You want to hurry this up, Clark? I'm freezing my baguettes off. 250 strands of lights, 100 individual bulbs per strand for a grand total of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights.
Hey!
25,000.
Well, I hope nobody I know drives by and sees me standing in the yard staring at the house in my pajamas.
If they know your dad, they won't think anything of it.
Fire it up, Dad!
I dedicate this house to the Griswold family Christmas. Drum roll, please. Drum roll.
Beautiful, Clark.
Oh, talk about pissing your money away. I hope you kids see what a silly waste of resources this was.
He worked really hard, Grandma.
So do washing machines.
So we're going to talk about safe electronics. And I don't think most of us are like the Griswolds, where we use up all that electronic energy to place into decorating our house. But as time runs out for buying this year's presents, we have to remember that a gift that could save a life is always in style. That is exactly what you can do by purchasing electrical safety devices to help you in your last-minute shopping. And Safe Electricity has picked their top 5 gift ideas to help keep your holiday season merry, bright, and safe. So some of the Safe Electricity's top 5 safety gift picks of 2013 include an appliance timer with a safety turn off. Now, if there is someone on your list who is repeatedly forgetting to turn off a curling iron or some other small appliance, an appliance timer with a safety turn-off can be found for around $8, and it provides a little added security of protection when a small appliance, such as an iron or a space heater, accidentally gets left on. It has an auto shut-off timer, and it helps protect homes from fire or burn hazards. Another thing is the portable extension cord, which is a ground fault circuit interpreter, and that detects and prevents shock. You may have noticed them in bathrooms, kitchens, and other places where water and electricity may meet. They are the outlets with red and black buttons. So if you know someone who works outside often, a portable GFCI, which again is the ground fault circuit interpreter, is a perfect gift. Now, this is a portable GFCI, and it offers protection from shock regardless of the electronic or tool that's plugged into it. And it helps keep your loved ones safe wherever they work. And this can be purchased for around $25, not expensive at all. Also, we have the tamper-resistant outlet or outlet plug. This is good for the younger children who put fingers or other small objects in outlets without understanding the dangers of electricity. Moms, raise your hands. Do your children try to stuff things into the sockets? And if so, did you have to go out and buy the little safety plugs that plug in there? Because I know I had those all over my house. But the tamper-resistant outlets, which are also known as TROs, provide a permanent solution. The TROs have shutters that stay closed unless a plug with two prongs is plugged in. And if you do not have a thorough understanding of electricity, TROs should be installed by a professional. Okay, so another option is obviously the simple outlet plugs, but a TRO costs less than $2, and packs of multiple outlet plugs start at around $3. We also have a non-contact voltage tester. This gift is for the do-it-yourselfer. Do you have a husband or spouse that is one of those, I don't know, maybe Griswolds that like to do things themselves, and it doesn't always turn out exactly what you had hoped it would? Well, this is an inexpensive tool that detects the presence of voltage without touching a bare wire. So the tester usually is non-contact voltage detecting technology to identify voltages in cables, cords, wires, circuit breakers, light fixtures, switches, and outlets. So this is a great product that just starts at $12. And, of course, we have our simple but very powerful power strips and smart strips. So many people, they get new electronics for the holidays. We have so many computers in our house and so many gadgets hooked up that power strips and smart strips are essential. And I think that they need to start coming with the computers, because with everything that you have to plug into a computer these days, including the extra peripherals and so forth that come, that you hook up to the computer as well, and the laptops and so forth, I think power strips are a must, because many people get electronics for the holidays. So help your friends power electronics safely with the new power strips. I know it might not be an overly thrilling gift for any of these electrical safety items, but obviously overloaded power strips can be dangerous, as can anything else electronic in your house. And because we are an electronic age, and a digital technology has taken over the homes, these are very simple additions to add to your home that can save your life, your kids' lives, or somebody you know. So during the busy holidays, I encourage you to take time to keep all of your celebrations safe. More information about these products, you can visit SavvyGeekMoms.com, or you can go directly to SafeElectricity.org and purchase some of the products. In the news today, now, I want to share with you that when the holiday season comes to an end, many consumers will continue their shopping. I am one of those. RetailMeNot, the largest digital coupon destination in the United States, conducted a survey with the Omnibus Company, and they found that a majority of consumers, 79%, plan to shop the end-of-year sales after the holiday is over. We do that, but we mostly do that for holiday lights, candy, decorations, and we kind of save them on our little storage boxes for the following year. But listen to some of these statistics. You're not the only one if you do some of those post-holiday shopping. More than 3 in 4 consumers, 79%, plan to shop the end of the year sales after the holidays. And half of consumers plan to buy gifts for themselves during end of year sales. I'd have to say maybe I might do that. I actually, last year, I found a salt and pepper penguin set, and it was on sale, and it was only 99 cents. Do you believe that? 99 cents. And it was normally $30. So I it was the only one that was left, and I checked and rechecked, and I had it scanned again, and I thought, this can't be right. And I ended up buying it for myself because, you know, I didn't want to save it that long for somebody, you know, the following year. But I really liked them. I thought they were cute. So I bought them for me to use this year. And another thing that I found last year is I found this hand-woven quilt that was absolutely beautiful. It's on my daughter's bed right now. But it was this beautiful pink, dusty rose and white quilt. And it was a queen size quilt, and it normally $179 for this quilt, and I got it for $9.99. And again, I had to check and double check. You've got to be kidding me type moment. And it was correct, and I ended up buying that as well. So I am one of those consumers that buy for myself at the end of the year sales, and nearly 10 consumers, 89%, have received gift cards as a holiday present. Now, I made the mistake this year. I guess you wouldn't call it a mistake, but I ended up making homemade cocoa for little cocoa bags, and they were very cute. I mixed a bunch of different things in it with little cinnamon sticks and mints and hot cocoa and marshmallows, and they were very, very cute. But I made the mistake of trying to ship them. I think I had about 10 boxes, different families, and I thought, this is going to be cheap. Do you know how much cocoa weighs? I did not realize how much cocoa can weigh when it's all put together. So I ended up not sending those out, sadly. I ended up giving them to the kids in my daughter's classroom. But I couldn't. I had to send gift cards. I literally had to go out and buy the gift cards and put them in the cards, Christmas cards I was going to mail off and just send them because it was so expensive to ship. I think one box that I was sending to my mother ended up being about $57, and that was just full of cocoa. And so I had to take it had frames in there too, but I had to take the frames out and put them in a separate box and try to kind of work that around. But it can get expensive shipping things. So I have to agree, 89% of consumers receive gift cards. That's probably the reason why. The days following Christmas are obviously some of the busiest for retailers as well as shoppers to take to the stores. They use their gift cards and in many cases obviously make exchanges or returns. You know, that ugly sweater that Aunt Zelda gave you, you might want to return it because re-gifting, it's probably going to end up going back anyways. So you'll just have to go ahead and exchange it. But post-holiday letdown. Okay, when it comes to gifting, obviously you can't win them all. Nearly half of consumers, which is 42%, report that they typically end up returning at least some gifts that they receive for the holidays. And parents, obviously, are more likely than those without kids. 54% versus 37% will end up returning at least some winter holiday gifts. I don't think I've had to return a gift in the past 5 years. I really haven't, which is a good thing. But if you didn't get everything on your holiday wish list, just don't fret it. You're not alone, obviously. More than 1 in 3 consumers surveyed, they have purchased a gift for themselves because no one got it for them for the holidays. Are you a mom like that? Did you tell your husband or your kids what you want and it just you don't get it? Yeah. That's a typical mom, isn't it? I think that's several times. My husband won't. There's certain things he refuses to buy, and I am so grateful, ladies, that he refuses to buy them because I wouldn't allow my husband to buy me clothes. There's just no. I like to try my clothes on and see if they fit, especially after having kids. It's not as pleasant as it used to be. But but again, because nobody gets those gifts for you, you have to go out and buy them yourself. And I usually end up buying for myself. And again, at the end of your selfless shopping, a majority of consumers, which is 79% surveyed, plan to shop the end of year sales that occur after the holidays. And of these shoppers, 64% plan to buy items for themselves during this year. And according to the survey as well, it is a less popular time to shop for others, such as significant others or relatives. So you can read more about this article on post-holiday shopping at SavvyGeekMoms.com. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear if you buy yourself something or towards the post-holiday shopping, if you go out and shop as such. I'd like to hear some of your ideas you might have as well if you do after the holiday shopping. Our app of the week is Elf Yourself. Now, I love this app. It's very, very fun. Now, the annual holiday tradition allows you to elf yourself and become a star of a personalized video featuring your photos on holiday dancing elves. You simply upload up to 5 photos of you, your friends, family, from your camera roll or your Facebook, and then you select a dance theme. And then the app will generate a custom Elf Yourself video that you can share via email or post on Facebook. My daughter and I have a blast doing this. We just put one up. I'll actually have to put it on Savvy Geek Mom so you can see it. We have 5 people in our family, so it fit just perfectly. But you can the app is free, but you can purchase a variety of pre-configured video dances for 99 cents each, or you can get all of them for $4.99. You can get this app from our website at SavvyGeekMoms.com. You click Forums, and then click the big red button that says Join Us for Moms Radio Discussions, and then click that link for iTunes. So I am so glad that you have been able to stay with me after our live edition has ended. But in our closing, that was this obviously was a wonderful, wonderful edition, and I'm so glad that I was able to speak with Devin from Bead for Life. This is Savvy Geek Moms Radio. Again, I thank you for allowing me into your homes. For more information on anything we discussed in this episode, you can visit our website, SavvyGeekMoms.com, and visit our forums. Scroll down to Mom Radio and find today's episode. If you want to find more about Bead for Life and how to get involved, I would highly recommend that you go to beadforlife.org and tell them that Kat Mahoney from Savvy Geek Mom sent you. We are also seeking some new content for moms by moms. So if you are an aspiring writer and you would like to get some networking out there for yourself or your writing articles, reviews, and so forth, please visit our website at SavvyGeekMoms.com and click Write for Us to find out how you can become a Savvy Geek Mom contributor. Our current contributors are absolutely wonderful. They do some amazing articles and reviews, and they're just for you at SavvyGeekMoms.com. Now, we will not be on air the next 2 weeks. I'm taking a vacation to celebrate the holidays with my family, but be sure to join us after the new year, as January has a lot in store for us. You can visit our website at SavvyGeekMoms.com anytime, 24 hours a day. You get a schedule of our podcast for the coming month and set your reminders now. As always, you can keep updated with our discussions and upcoming guests from our website at SavvyGeekMoms.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook and Twitter, which is also accessible via our website. Until then, I'm Kat Mahoney, and I will be seeing you at SavvyGeekMoms.com. Happy holidays, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful, glorious, peaceful, and joyful holiday and a happy, happy new year.